Peace comes when we have an untroubled spirit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Peace comes when we have an untroubled spirit. What does it mean to have an untroubled spirit? All of us, all the time, are looking for finding out who we are and finding peace, finding the ability to relax, the ability to let go, the ability to not be concerned about all those things that make life sort of difficult at times and at other times that make life sort of fascinating and charming and active. But really, no matter what we do, no matter what we chase, no matter what we're seeking and looking for, we all really want to be at peace. When we can just take a deep breath and let it out and make a wonderful sigh and say, that was a good day. That was a happy day. That was a friendly day. A lot of times we read books and watch movies and videos and TV and news broadcasts and stuff, and we say, what an exciting life these people are living. What a busy life they're living. What an active life they're living. They're in wars, or they're in famine, or they're running against the law, or they're doing all sorts of things that are bringing them activity, lots of activity, and how fascinating that is. And then, after we finish reading the story, we put the story aside, and we sit down and relax a moment, and we say, and then we let go. The story is not us. The activity is not us. Now, if the activity were us, we would do the same thing. We would say, when it's over. We would go to our home. We would go to our place of relaxation. We would crawl into our hole, and we would hide ourselves for a few moments to be at peace. We're always looking for peace, and we're always looking for that untroubled spirit. Now, the untroubled spirit is one that does not have the burden of the world on its shoulders. The untroubled spirit doesn't have all of the conflicts and all of the activities of life on its shoulder. I'm very much aware of what we're doing here at the Absolute Monastery, and I'm very much aware of the things that are going on in the world, the things that are going on in the community and in the family here. And every time I see members of the family, the monks here at the monastery, relaxed and peaceful, I see them with an untroubled spirit. They are not concerned about themselves or the world. They are only listening to that quiet self within themselves. They're listening to their untroubled spirit, their spirit that is not concerned about what's going on in the world. Now, you say, well, do you mean to say that the monks in the monastery are not interested in what's going on in the world? Oh, the monks in the monastery are very much interested. And when the monks in the monastery are very, very much interested, then they no longer are monks in the monastery. They may be present physically in the monastery, but they're not in the monastery. Because in the monastery, we say all is in divine order with the world, and then we bless the world and let it be. We don't get our bloated nothingness into the way of the divine circuits so that we mess up the world and we mess up the activities and we get involved and we find it, oh boy, that's exciting, oh boy, that's something really demanding my attention, wow, hey, gosh, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we have our troubled spirit, when we let ourselves be emotionally involved, and I guess that's a good word for it, emotionally involved in anything in the world, including ourselves, we are unable to be beneficial to ourselves. We are unable to be beneficial to ourselves when we let ourselves get emotionally involved in anything that we are hearing about, knowing about, reading about, talking about, or sharing anywhere at all. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Whenever we get emotionally involved, what happens is that we think, how would we act if we were doing this? How would we do it? Isn't that exciting? Oh my gosh, there's nothing that can be done to help the situation. It's something that's outside of me. It's something that's outside of me that takes place, all of this stuff here. And we still have that anxiety and that anticipation that something untoward is going to happen. And we want to get away from that. When a mother deals with her child, and the child is all confused and all upset, the mother says, okay, sweetheart, let's just sit down and take a deep breath now and relax. Oh, Mom, you don't understand. And just relax now. Just be peaceful. But Mom. Now, just relax. Just relax. Now, here, let's have a glass of milk and some cookies. Let's just relax now. Just relax. Oh, Mom. And after a few moments of forced relaxation, the child relaxes. And each moment the child relaxes, the intensity of the problem becomes less and less intense. The circumstance that the troubled spirit would bring to his heart and mind becomes less and less troubled, less and less difficult, less and less intense, and the child becomes peace. Now, the more often that a mother does this with her children, her family, her husband, herself, and the more often she does this, the more often she experiences that beautiful sense of inner peace. The untroubled spirit ceases to trouble the being, ceases to trouble them. And peace comes when we have an untroubled spirit. We all have the opportunity to have this untroubled spirit. We all have the opportunity to live in a world where there is an untroubled spirit. But are we really interested in taking the necessary time to do it? Are we interested in exercising the principle that brings about an untroubled spirit, that brings about peace of mind? Are we interested enough to do it, like the mother with her child? She does this out of absolute necessity. If she didn't do this, bedlam would be all over the household, and everybody, it's infectious. Everybody else in the house would have a troubled spirit, and everybody else in the house would come up with all sorts of unhappiness. But the mother, wisely, wonderfully, the mother thoughtfully takes the child aside and says, let's all relax now. Just be peace. Many mothers, when their children come home with troubled spirit, the mother will say, come, let's take a walk. And she'll take their hand, and they'll walk around the block. Nothing excessive or nothing extensive, just a walk around the block. And as they walk around the block, the mother's holding the child's hand. And the child says, Mom, I got this. Now, sweetheart, just relax. Just relax. She doesn't say, you don't have a problem. She doesn't say, let's forget about your problem. Your problem is nothing. Don't give it a thought. You're not worth having a problem. She doesn't act like that. She says, son, daughter, precious one, just relax. Yeah. Say, did you see that dog running after that cat? They're having such fun. And now, watch, watch, watch. And of course, the attention is drawn away from all sorts of other things. And watch what, Mom? Watch what? Well, now just watch. Stand still a minute. So they stand still a minute, and they watch the dog chasing the cat. And then the dog comes up to the cat, sniffs the cat, and the cat says, okay, my turn. And so then the cat chases the dog. Mom, I didn't see that before. I didn't see a cat chasing a dog. I didn't see, hey, Mom, that's neat. Hey, hey, hey. And the attention from whatever was the troubled spirit changes. And in only a very few moments of concentrated understanding and relaxation and peace, the troubled spirit fades. Oh, we may have to face the problem, but now we face the problem as we're facing it as a solution. Now, what can we do about that? What can we do about that? How can we get along with our friend next door that caused us so much torment? How can we get along with him? I don't know, Mom. We get along with him by not worrying about it, not thinking about it. Now, your buddy next door, you've been friends for a long time. What's the thing you like most about that guy? Well, he likes to share his toys with me. Ho, ho, ho. How about that? That's pretty nice. Do you share your toys with him? Well, most of the time. Some of the time I don't. Well, when don't you? Well, like today. He wanted to take my truck and I said no. Well, what's so important about your truck? Well, it belongs to me. Well, do you play with toys that belong to him? Sure. Well, then, why don't you let him play with your toy sometimes? But, Mom, I want to play with it. Sometimes it's nice just to give up something you want to do so that you can make somebody else happy letting them do something. Oh, does he ever do that for you? Does he ever let you play with his very, very special toys, and perhaps he would like to play with them himself? Yeah, I suppose so. But I want to play with him. Well, why don't you let him play with it? And then when he's done playing with it, then you can have it back and you can play with it some more. Oh, hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Okay. And the boy runs away from his mother and goes to see his friend next door and says, hey, you can play with that toy for now. And I got all sorts of good toys. Come on over. Mom's got some stuff for us. She's got some milk and cookies for her. She just gave it to me, and I know she'd have some for all of us, you and me both. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And the troubled spirit fades away into its own nothingness, and what comes out of it is a joyful heart, is a peaceful heart. Peace comes when we have an untroubled spirit. And we have an untroubled spirit when we learn how to be peaceful. Because then we get ourselves out of the way of the divine spirit, and it comes through with a perfect answer, with a perfect feeling of goodness and happiness and joy that delights our heart and delights our soul. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.